Today we are here at Think 17 here in New York City with Ken Ross. How are you, Ken?
I'm great. Thanks for inviting me. Great to be in New York City with you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I haven't been here since I was like 7 years old, so this is like culture shock for me.
Yeah, a lot going on.
No doubt. A lot of buildings and a lot of cars out there, but it's all good. Hey, just to kind of kick things off, what are your expectations here at Think 17 this year?
Well, what I really like about Think, it provides a great environment for hearing percolating ideas from all over the credit union space. Mm-hmm. So you get a good mix of people. There's CEOs, there's technology people, mm-hmm. there's league people. There's just a lot of energy, and they do just a great job, which is why I keep coming back.
Yeah, it's a very forward-thinking gathering, for sure. Hey, a couple of things that you wanted to talk about. Update on the Michigan Credit Union Act. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we're pleased. As you may know, we totally rewrote our act in 2003. Last mm-hmm. year, our governor signed a significant update of our act last year mm-hmm. on our main stage of our annual convention. Michigan continues to have one of the most progressive acts in the nation. We keep tinkering with it to try to make it even better, but our goal is to make the credit union charter the most vibrant charter in the state of Michigan mm-hmm. of any state in the nation.
You know, I hear nothing but like great performances from credit unions in your state. I mean, it's you guys are constantly in the news. What's in the secret? What's in the water there? What's going on?
Well, luckily, Michigan's had a very strong credit union movement historically, mm-hmm. and increasingly over the last number of years, we've really tried to make the mechanics of the law in the state work even better, and that's allowed credit unions to break down those artificial mm-hmm. barriers like field of membership mm-hmm. that, you know, made sense at one time, but mm-hmm. today by and large are a handicap for credit unions. Yeah. So we're all about trying to empower credit unions, and then they take it from there.
Well, you're doing something. You guys are doing something right up there, so it's keep up the good work, all right? Hey, data breach from the Michigan perspective. What's going on here? We're all affected by data breaches,
right.
And we don't want credit unions to be in the headlines, so what are you right. guys doing to stay out of them?
Yeah, so we've been fairly frustrated, like most credit unions have been in credit union leagues around the nation, at the lack of action at the federal level. So we, along with a number of other states, are looking at what we can do at the state level.
Okay.
So last session, big push was on updating our state act. This session, our big push has been comparing other acts that have passed around the state and identifying what elements we wanted to a change in mm-hmm. Michigan law. Mm-hmm. So we are partnering with our colleagues on the banking side. We've identified our Senate banking chair as our likely sponsor for the legislation, and we hope to have a bill introduced in the next month.
Okay, well, that's a good point that you're partnering with the folks on the banking side, because we're all in this. In this respect, we're all in this together.
Absolutely.
For the data breaches to protect the consumers. So it's really good that you guys are kind of reaching across the aisle, so to speak.
And on most issues, bread and butter financial service issues, we do work closely with our banking counterparts. So we have strong relationships there, and that really helps us move a public policy agenda forward.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Hey, NCUS, all these acronyms, my gosh, NCUSIF and TCCUSF merger. What's going on here? What's the latest?
Yeah, so in credit union land, people know that we've got the NCUSIF is our insurance fund for mm-hmm. credit unions, and the corporate stabilization fund, which was that special purpose fund to take care of the corporates during the financial turmoil. That's almost run its course. Oh. Credit unions kicked in about several billion dollars during the financial turmoil to as our piece to keep the fund going. Now it's almost to the point at which it's going to roll off in 2021 at the latest. That will end. So what that means for credit unions right now is that we have the potential of combining those two funds mm-hmm. yet this year, and Board Chairman McWaters has articulated a desire to do so. Mm-hmm. If that happens, credit unions could be seeing anywhere from 10 to 15 basis points of dividends back from the NCUSIF. So Michigan did a sign-on letter. We had over 100 credit unions CEOs sign on to a letter essentially saying, we ought to combine the funds, mm-hmm. we ought to keep the ratio at 1.3, mm-hmm. and there ought to be immediate dividends. All good things. We don't want to increase that amount on hand beyond 1.3, and we want to have credit unions immediately get some back and then get the balance back in mm-hmm. 2021.
What's the status on that? Is it kind of all in the process right now? Or?
Well, the securities that were created back during when the fund was created will run their course in 2021.
Okay.
So there's a natural point at which those will roll off. And at that point, whatever's left gets refunded back to credit unions. But there's a potential not only to insert more money into the insurance fund and top it off at 1.3, but also have an immediate dividend for credit unions. That's the good news.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah,
and that kind of led me to, you mentioned the 100 credit unions for the NCUA board letter featuring 100 credit unions.
This is an issue that we've been concerned about, particularly, you may recall, at the end of last year, the NCUA staff was talking about some concerns that they had that the fund, the insurance fund, was dipping closer to 1.2 than they were comfortable with. They were making some noise about maybe a 3 to 6 basis point assessment. So we don't want to talk about assessment. We want to talk about dividends. We want money back, not more money in.
Right.
And by combining the funds, the potential there is to not only top off the fund at 1.3, but also get a substantial dividend, which is good news for credit unions.
Very cool. And all that said, just kind of a crystal ball outlook for the rest of 2017, because that's a lot of stuff to take in right there.
Right.
How do you see 2017 shaping up?
Well, in the state of Michigan, things are going much better than they have in past year. Every year, it seems like as we're getting deeper into the teens, things are getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Small business and manufacturing is on the upswing. Real estate's coming back. So all good news for credit unions.
Right, well, keep up the good work up there, Ken. Thank you so much for taking time out.
Yeah,
well done. Well done.